holy.
Be Holy is a broadcast ministry of believers dedicated to saving the souls of all men and women.
We teach the words of God that people all over the world may hear the voice of God and obey Him.
God doesn't want to show us His wrath or His anger. He just wants us to repent and be holy.
And after one repents, he or she can be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, but certainly not before they repent. Listen, we really can't even discuss prayer until one repents. Yes, hell is making its way towards the unrepentant heart, but it is Be Holy's commandment and mission to warn everybody, not to control, to warn.
The Word of God is spirit and it's life. That's why we take the Word of God seriously. We're not using shameful deeds and underhanded methods. We're not trying to trick anyone or change the word of God. We tell the truth before God, and all those who are honest and live by truth, they know the truth, they realize that we are telling the truth.
Listen, friend, we've been preaching and teaching for over 20 plus years, and the Lord Jesus is satisfied with our efforts, and we want to keep it that way.
Next on Be Holy.
No matter what happens, be content.
Be holy.
All right, we want to welcome everybody back to Be Holy. We're glad that everybody's here. Everybody's here. Everybody is here. Listen, we want you to go over to podbean.com and download the broadcast and share it. Share it and share it alike. We're also on Spotify also. So listen, today we're going to talk about being content. It's very hard to be content a lot of times if you don't have anything helping you. If you don't have someone helping you to be content, and a lot of times it's hard to do. And so we being believers, or maybe you're not a believer, you know, and I'm talking about being content, and that just sounds totally outlandish to you. Or maybe it sounds unbelievable, not outlandish, maybe unbelievable. Being content, some days you're going to have what you need. Some days you're not going to have what you need or what you want, better yet. Some days you'll have more than what you want. Some days you won't have as much as you want. But learning how to be content until things change, and even if they don't change, you're still content. That's the lesson we're going to talk about today. Now, Paul writes this letter. And now those of you who know, it's not really Paul talking. It's the Spirit speaking through him. And the Spirit has allowed these conversations to be written down in letters or made known to us. You know, they've been saved to where we can read it now. I mean, these were years ago. This was years ago, and now we can read it. So the Spirit is saying, be content. Be content. You never know what God is doing on your behalf, so it's best to be content. You never know. People will help you. God will help you. God will send birds to help. I mean, whatever. I mean, there are stories throughout the Bible where God was helping people, and they didn't know it. But then when they realized that he was helping, they thank God for it. So we're going to read a couple verses here let's see, where are we? Philippians chapter 4. We're going to read a few verses from here, and we're going to just kind of walk through it. How do you be content? You know, who can actually tell you how to be content? Well, we're just going to read through how the Spirit says to be content. And we're going to read what Paul's response was. But it'll help us. It'll help us. Verse number 10, Philippians chapter 4, verse number 10. How I praise the Lord that you are concerned about me again. I know that you have always been concerned for me, but you didn't have the chance to help me. He's talking to these the other believers. Not that I was ever in need, for I have learned how to be content with whatever I have. Now, this guy is a preacher. He's traveling. God is speaking through him. God is doing miracles through him. And yet he still is content. He's content. You can see that he needs something. He knows that he needs certain things, but he's content with what he has. Verse number 12. I know how to live on almost nothing or with everything. I have learned the secret of living in every situation, whether it is with a full stomach or an empty stomach, with plenty or little. Verse number 13, for I can do all things through Christ. I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength. Who gives the strength? Christ gives you the strength. Talking about the Holy Ghost. He gives you the strength to live through. And so even though you need food to live, when you don't have food, he still gives you strength. When you don't have enough, he still gives you strength. When you think you need more, he still gives you strength. He says he learned how to live on a full stomach or an empty stomach. Full or empty. Verse number 13, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. Even so, you have done well to share with me in my present difficulty. He knew he was in difficulty, but he was content. He was content. 15. As you know, the Philippians were the only ones who gave me financial help when I first brought you the good news and then traveled on to Macedonia. So he came in and he preached the good news to them, meaning he preached to them that, hey, God has made a way for your sins to be forgiven. Whatever it was between you and God, God has figured it out. He's got a way for you to squash it, to wash it away, to get rid of whatever was between you and God. Whatever was holding you back from God, God made a way to get rid of it. He came and preached that to them. You know, they were living in a time where, you know, when they truly knew what God would do. They knew what God would do. And they knew that they were sinners. They knew that something wasn't right between them and the Lord. But since God had made a way for them and everybody throughout the whole world, he made a way to wash away the sins of the world. Sin was between you and God. He made a way to wash away sin, the wrongdoing. All the wrongdoing was washed away. He fixed it to where you could get rid of all the wrongdoing. He made a way. And so he preached the gospel to them. And then he went on to Macedonia. And he said that these people in Philippi, I think is what it is. Yeah, he preached to the Philippians. And so he preached to them and then went on to Macedonia. No other church did this, but still back in verse number 15. Verse number 16, even when I was in Thessalonica, you sent help more than once. Now, this doesn't mean that we just, a lot of times preachers will, well, not preachers, but people who want to be preachers and pretend to be preachers will use this and say, see, I was preaching, and now you need to give me money. And a lot of times, yeah, that's true. We do need to give preachers money, but there are some instances where people are not preachers and they're pretending to be preachers. Now, it's not our job to sit there and figure out who's pretending and whatnot. No. We'll know. The Spirit will show us who's pretending. And the Spirit will lead us to give to who's not pretending. Huh? So, don't let people use this verse on you saying, hey, we have to give. We have to give to this guy and give to that guy, this evangelist, that evangelist. We got to give to Be Holy. We got to give to this. You don't have to do that. You do it because you want to do it or because the Lord leads you to do that. That's the key of it. The Lord leads you to do things like that. You don't just do it because people ask. You see, Paul, he said, you were giving it. I knew my need, and it was in a difficult need for me, but you sent it to me. Verse number 17, I don't say this because I want a gift from you. See that? I don't say this because I want a gift from you. Rather, I want you to receive a reward for your kindness. He's not talking about them giving to him so that he could get more from them. He was talking about them giving to him that they might receive what? A reward for their kindness. So like when I tell people, hey, you can give money to people. Listen, there's certain people you can see on the street and you know they're having a hard time. You know, if you feel the need to give to them, give to them. You'll get a reward for that. You're trying to ease their pain. You're trying to ease their problem. You know, and a lot of times you don't have the money to give, but you give it anyway to someone else who needs more. I mean, I see people all the time where it's like, you know, there's no way nobody's hiring them. There's no way you can look at certain aspects of their whole body. You can look by whether they've washed or not, whether they've been baked in the sun or not, or that they've been out on that corner asking for money for weeks, days, and the hottest days of the year, whatever. You give it and you get the reward back. You get the reward back. But here we're talking about Paul, who's been preaching. He's been preaching to these people and not necessarily, you know, taking a sermon topic and all that. No, he goes out and he's trying to promote God to people, not himself. He's promoting God to people and what God has done. And these people have turned around and sent gifts to him because they knew that he needed help. Listen, if you're a real preacher, there's no way you don't need help. If you're a real preacher, you need help. Real preachers just need help. That's what they do. They need help. No, the society's not going to help support them. You know, the masses don't drive over to those people and supply them with things that they need. It just doesn't happen. Real preachers, because they say what God says, and most people don't want to hear what God says. And so when a preacher shows up to say what God says, they're usually rejected. They're usually ostracized or put off by many. And nobody gives them anything. A lot of times they're paying their own way to be there. But these people gave. Let's see. Verse number 18. At the moment, I have all that I need and more. I am generously supplied with the gifts that you sent me through Epaphroditus. They are a sweet smelling sacrifice that is acceptable and pleasing to God. Verse number 19. And this same God who takes care of me will supply all of your needs from his glorious riches, which have been given to us in Christ Jesus. So Christ will give us, or he has given us, physical strength. He has given us spiritual strength, and he will take care of our physical needs, whether it be money, whether it be health, whether it be air, whether it be food, whether it be whatever. He has supplied all those things according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Now, we're out of time. Do not give up. Don't ever throw in the towel. Don't ever say quit. Always, always, always do what God says and never give up.
Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Join the discussion on Facebook at Be Holy Broadcast. Our Be Holy podcast is at Podbean, or contact us at beholy116@gmail.com or 614-268-7757. Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Tune in next week.
Be Holy.